Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Ches. We left off on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are at Bayi Rava on the fifth line of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Deer, Zechron Levracha, Noach Ben Mishul Mishraga, whose third yard site is today, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First of all, we're going to talk about which parts of the process, of the Sota process, of the writing of the Parsha and the erasing of the Parsha need to be Lishma. The Gemara is going to have a series of three Shailas that are all going to end in a Teku. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when she drinks the Mesota, can she drink it through a straw or some other unusual way to drink it. We're going to talk what happens if some of the water spills. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that there are two Shavuos that it seems the Torah seems to say she has to take. It mentions Shavua twice. So what do we learn from that? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about why the woman says Amen twice. V'amrisha Amen Amen. Why is it Amen twice? Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss whether we can prove from our Mishnah whether Shomeres Yavam, who is Mizane, becomes Asura to the Yavam. Is our Mishnah going to be able to be a proof in that discussion when a Shomeres Yavam violates the Isser Lav? It's not an Isser Kares and Mrs. Bez, an Isser Lav of being Mizana, whether that makes her Asura to the Yavam. The Gemara is going to discuss how when we're Mashbia her, when we make her take a Shavua that she's innocent, we also make her take a Shavua about other things. We're Megalgel many Shavuas on her about the past and about the future. We're going to talk about whether we could be Mashbia her about the future, whether it's, and then finally at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about whether it's possible for a woman to drink Mesota more than once. Can a woman ever find herself, put herself in such a position where she's a repeat offender, where she's going to end up drinking Mesota more than once? This is the last full daf of the second parak of Maseches Sota, so let's get straight to it. Actually, I wanted to backtrack a little bit, because I thought it was kedai to go over that last line, that last halacha that we said. Remember, we had a series of five or six halachos yesterday, so the last one was Kosovos Achas Umachakos Achas Kosovos Achas Umachakos Achas Psula, that if you write one letter and then you erase that letter, and then you write another letter, then you erase that letter, another one, right? So we said that that's possible. That doesn't work. And the Gemara had a pasuk from which we derive that that's possible. The Meiri points out lav dafka letter. If you write one word of the parsha and then erase it, another word and then erase it, or if you write any chelik of the parsha and then erase it, it's also going to be possible. But the Achronim are bothered by the kasha. What is the chiddush over here? First of all, it says we already had a Gemara daf yitzayim base b'sefer Ramarachmana, and this isn't a sefer if you only wrote one letter at a time. So he says, no, maybe sefer means a lashon of sfiras tevarim. Anytime it tells a story. So even if you tell the story one letter at a time or one word at a time, it still tells the story. So maybe that fulfills the requirement of sefer. But the Teferes Tzion says you shouldn't need a pasuk to pasul this. It's not at all a Megillah Sota. It doesn't resemble a Megillah Sota. It's very difficult to imagine that there's a Hava Amina that such a writing would be kosher. So he suggests a chiddush that the case that the Gemara is talking about is that you wanted to write two separate Megillahs for two Sotos, so you wrote one Megillah, and then you wanted to use that copy of the one Megillah Sota to make a second Megillah Sota. So you erase one letter from the first Megillah with each letter that you add to the second Megillah. And therefore, the writing, it was a full Parsha Sota. It's just, Kasav Osachas is you write Osachas on a second Megillah, and then Machak Osachas from the first Megillah. Kasav Osachas on the second Megillah, then Machak from the first Megillah. So he says the case is you had the first Megillah, it was all written out, and then you're writing a second one, but you're doing it letter by letter. So you write a letter on the second Megillah, you erase one letter from the first one, write a second letter on the second Megillah, so in the end the second Megillah is also going to be a complete Megillah, and the first Megillah will be entirely erased. It's just that you erased it in piecemeal. So why would that be a problem? You erase the whole thing because there's a hefsik in between the erasing of each letter, because you were mafsik by writing another letter in between. So he says that must be the case of the Gemara. It's quite a chiddush, but he says that must be the case of the Gemara because it just doesn't make sense that if you write a letter and erase a letter, write a letter and erase a letter, that would even be a hava amina, that would require a pasuk to tell me otherwise. Okay, so now moving on. So by Rava raises the following shaila. Kasav shtei megilos l'shtei sotos. If you write two separate megilos for two separate sotos, umachkan l'toch kos echad, and you erase them in the same kos, mahu? What's the din? Meaning, when we say that you need l'shma by megilah sota, k'siva l'shma be'inan, you only need to do the k'siva l'shma, that you can't write one megillah for two separate sotos, because each megillah has to be written l'shem that sota, v'ha'ika, in which case you have that, because you wrote each megillah for the designated sota, odilma, or maybe beinanami mechika l'shma, that the erasing also needs to be l'shem this sota. And if you erase two megillah sotos in a single kos, it's not nicker that the mechika was done l'shem this sota, because the mechika was done in a way where there are two sotas mixed in the mechika. In the Sefer Minchas Yehuda, he points out that the Gemara said back on Daf Ches Amud Aleph that you're not mashkish shtei sotos kachas, because enos and mitzvos chavilos. So and even though the Gemara's conclusion over there that was that by shnei kohanim it's mutter, it's just a kohen echad cannot be mashkish shtei sotos kachas. Fine, but this Gemara sounds like it's talking about a kohen echad also, because it speaks in machkan, irvan, chilkan is all singular. So the Tiferes Tzion answers that even though the chachila you're not mashkish shtei sotos kachas, b'dieved the hashkol would still work. It's just that you violated einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So what we're asking over here is, if you're doing the violation of chavilos chavilos and you're being mashkish shtei sotos kachas, how ka'achas could it still be and still work? What if you erase both megillah sota into the same water? So we said the first side of the shaila is that maybe it's perfectly fine because all you need is a ksiva l'shma. So the Minchas Sota explains why would you need a ksiva l'shma and not a mechika l'shma? Because we learned the din of l'shma from get, and by get you only need a ksiva l'shma. You don't need a mechika l'shma. The other side is no, you need a mechika l'shma because by get there's no din of mechika. Over here there's a din of mechika. So whatever you're doing needs to be l'shma. So says Marvim Tim Tzolomer, and if you want to tell me that l'shma means be'inanami mechika l'shma, that the mechika needs to be l'shma as well, machkan b'shtei kosos, what if you erase one megillah sota A in kos A, megillah sota B in kos B, and then v'chazu v'irvan, and then you mix the contents of the two kosos together, so then mahu, then what's the din going to be? So is that, does l'shma mean that mechika l'shma b'inon v'ha'ika, that at the time that you did each mechika, it was designated of that parsha that was written for that sota that you're erasing, dafka, just that one, so it's therefore fulfills that requirement of l'shma, odilma, or maybe the din of l'shma is that the shtia needs to be l'shma, that each sota needs to drink her kos, a kos that was designated just for her, halavdi dakashasya, v'halavdi dakashasya, and each one is not drinking a kos that was designated uniquely for her. The stipler raises the question: how could a woman drink the mayim that belongs to the other person? Meaning, if they mix it all in one kos, so each woman is going to be drinking some of the mayim that was designated for the other person. This mayim is mekior. Mekior is hegdish, sasur b'hana. So you're only allowed to benefit from it in the context of doing of what you're obligated to do. Of drinking the mesota. So the stipler raises the question. The stipler is Kilis Yaakov and Masech HaSota. So the stipler raises the question: how is she even allowed to drink it? So he suggests that it's that the mesota is a davar mar. It's very bitter, and therefore it's not considered derech achila. And anything that's not derech achila is not going to be a problem mida oraisa. Other achronim suggest that the shayla is only in b'diavad, is asking b'diavad whether it works that she drank it. So did that work? Did that count as a shtia? But you're not allowed to do any of this because, like we said, you're not allowed to be mashkash shei sotos kachas Anyhow, so none of this is something you're allowed to do. We're asking if a person did this, would it work? Would the mesota be effective? Is it a fulfillment of the drinking of the mesota? Says the Gemara further, v'im timtzalomar. And if you want to say that including the din lishma is that the shtia also needs to be lishma, that a separate coast designated particularly for this sota, and therefore you cannot mix the contents of the coast together. Halav dida kashasya, halav dida kashasya. So what if chazer v'chilkan mahu? What if after mixing them together, you then split them again? You then spilled half the contents into another cup. So now you're back to having two cups. So yesh breira. Do we assume that using the principle of breira, that all of the original contents of kos A made its way back into kos A, and all of the original contents of kos B made its way back into kos B? Or do we assume no, it got all mixed together, and now you we can't say that it's uvra adavra, that it went back to the way that it was. So because it's all mixed together, l'chora this din of breira is not unique to Masechta Sota. This is something that you have many, many times in Shas, and that's what Rashi seems to be assuming over here, that this is part of the discussion of breira in all of Shas. However, Tosfos raises the question: if that's the case, how come the Gemara is never poshet the suffix in other places? From where we talk about the din of breira from here, it never comes up. There's a lot of cross referencing in the sugyas of breira, and somehow this doesn't make its way into Erevin and Beitza. There's so many opportunities; it's all over the place. Breira, and this never makes it into any of the discussions. So the Netziv in Merom Esada suggests that in all of Shas we paskin ein breira. But Bederach Chlal, we're talking about a case where two things that were once nicker get mixed in with each other, and then there's a din of bitul barov, and mela, it's not shayach once there's a bitul barov to split the taroves and to say yesh breira. But over here, the kosos were never nicker before they were mixed up, because there was no difference between them, legabe the kohen. I mean, he just made two kosos, so they look exactly the same. So when they're nisariv, you can't say a din of bitul barov, so therefore, it opens up the question of yesh breira rein breira uniquely to this case. Tosos, however, just disagrees with the whole premise. He says, no, the din breira over here has nothing to do with the din breira in the rest of Shas. It's a totally different halacha than the rest of Shas, and they explain the shaila of the Gemara a little bit differently, but the Achronim have a difficult time understanding what exactly is Tosos' kavana. What does Tosos mean to say when they're explaining the shaila differently? Okay, be that as it may, that's our series of three shailas. Again, so shaila number one was, can you give shtema, if you wrote two megillas for two sotos and you erase them in the same coast, does that work? And if you're going to say that no, that does not work, that you need to be erased in separate coastals, fine. What if you then mix them? What if you then subsequently mix the two coastals? And then if you say that that doesn't work, what if you subsequently split them after mixing them? So to all of that, the Gemara says, Teku. We're not sure if any of this works. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Sota paskins that the woman is therefore muteris labaila. If she drank in any of these circumstances, she's muteris labaila. The difficulty is that she had previously been usher, right? And now we have a suffix whether she went through the procedure that was matir her. So the last thing we knew, her last chazaka was she was becheskas iser labaila. And then we're not sure if she drank a meisota that works or not. So shouldn't we say that she remains b'cheskasa, that she should go back to her original chazaka? So the Arsameach says, every woman has a cheskas kashrus. Normally, there's another chazaka over here, and that is that every woman has a cheskas kashrus. What about a sota? A sota has a major reyes on her chazaka. What's the reyes on her chazaka? That there's raglayim l'davar, that she's doing something wrong, because she had kinoi and stira. So most women don't get their husbands so jealous that they do a kinoi and then go and have yichud with the guy. So there's raglayim l'davar, so she ruined her cheskas kashrus. But this woman, she didn't know that this hashka'a that she was doing, that the drinking that she was doing was a suffix puzzle. She didn't know that this hashka may not be effective. As far as she knew, she was submitting herself to something that might cost her life. And she went through all of those, Bezdin scaring her and telling her and encouraging her about how important it is to admit, and Yehuda admitted and he's a hero, and Reuven admitted and he's a hero, all of that stuff. And she still stuck to her guns. that reisa goes away. She goes back to having her cheskas kashrus. The raglayim ledavar goes away. So she has, says the arsameach. So that's why she's it's a cheskas kashrus, and you have a suffix tumah over here. You have a suffix whether the meisota worked or not. So the Rambam paskins that you're allowed to assume that she is in fact muteras lebaila. Okay. So now the Gemara raises another shaila. Bayi Rava hishka b'siv mahu b'shvaferes mahu. Siv seems to be like with a sponge that she sponges up the meisota and sucks it out of the sponge. Or b'shvaferes means through straw. She drinks the meisota out of a straw. She decides she's going to make like a cocktail out of it. She puts a little umbrella in it and, a straw, and decides that that's how she wants to drink. She's going to be different. That's how she wants to drink the meisota. So do we some derech shtia bekach? Is that derech shtia bekach? And therefore, since it's the derech, it's a normal way to drink, it's fine? Oh, ain't derech shtia bekach. Or is that not considered a normal way to drink, and therefore it is problematic? So it doesn't work. So says Gemara Teku. The Gemara does not resolve that issue, whether derech shtia bekach or not. So the Ramah in Aruch Chaim Simin Taf Ayin Beis quotes in the name of the Maril that a person should not take a kos that has a very narrow opening to the kos for dalad kosos, because you're not going to be able to drink a revius all at one time. And he says similarly, when it comes to a kos of birchas hamazon or a kos of kiddush, you should not use a kos that has a very, very narrow opening. You need to have a kos where you can pour it into a drink normally, so you can drink a revius bebas achas. Mishnah Berurah explains it's not royal birchas hamazon kiddush, because you also need to be nosin einov bekos. You're supposed to look at the kos, and it's got a very narrow opening. You're not able to be nosin einov bekos. Now, in our Gemara, we have the suffix of Rava by Ashkaya Sota. Does it work through a sponge or a straw? Is that called derek shtia bekach? And the Gemara doesn't resolve it, leaves it as a teku. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Maruk Tzia, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, that l'chora, you should go l'chumra, because it's a teku. So therefore, this should be a raya to the Ramah's situation, that we have to be machmir, that it's not derek shtia bekach, and mimela, drinking through a straw, or through any very narrow opening, should be considered not derech shtia bekach, and should in fact be problematic. There's a tshuva in the Torah Lishma in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph where he speaks about someone who had some sort of gum disease and was therefore only able to drink through a straw. He had to put the straw all the way toward the back of his mouth and only drink it that way. So he wanted to know whether he could be yotze dalid kosos in that way. So the Torah Lishma says, based on the Meiri in our sugya, that b'dieved, if there were mashka sota with a shofares, it's kosher, but l'chadchili, you're not supposed to do that because ein derech shtia. So he says, okay, this is a shasat chak, kidiyeved ami. So the question is, like, how much do we say that drinking through a straw is ein derech shtia bekach? The Marsham has a fascinating tshuva. He says it in a couple of places. If you have a chola that has to drink a particular type of wine, that's stam yenom or yayin nesach, because of their illness, so is there any way to make it a lighter iser? So he says, yeah, drink it through a straw. It's not derech shtia bekach, and if it's not derech shtia bekach, it's not called shtia, and therefore, meaning it could turn out to be a kula by calling it not derech shtia bekach. It's a chumra as far as dal kosos and kiddush and everything else, but it could turn out to be a kula as well. So anyway, so it's an interesting discussion whether drinking something through a straw is considered derech shtia bekach. So next shaila the Gemara raises, boy Ravashi nishpuchu mehen. If some of the meisota spilled out, v'nishtayru mehen, and some is left, mahu. So what's the din? Does the sota need to drink from a kos that has all of the meisota, or is it good enough that she drinks from a kos that has some of the meisota in it? Rabbi Yaakov points out the Gemara never tells us like how much. You know, what are we talking about? How much spilled out? How much is remaining? So the Sefer Milchas Knos says it's how much it always is. It's a revius. Revius is always the shir shtia. So it must mean that we're asking, she doesn't drink if she doesn't drink the entire contents of the cup, but she drank a revius. So that's the shayla that the Gemara is discussing. Karen Ora's medayik from the suffix of the Gemara that l'chadchila, apparently she does have to drink the whole thing. The Gemara's whole suffix is b'diavad, she didn't drink the whole thing. So does it work? So the Tosa Rush is goreis a little differently over here. Tosa Rush has a girsa that it's two separate shaylas. Nishpechu mehen mahu. Nishtairu mahu, meaning two shailas. The chachila Rav Ashi asks, what would be the din if some of the water spilled out? And if you're going to say that that's kosher, what's the din if rove of the water spilled out? Nishbuchu mehan means some of the water spilled out. Nishtairu means that most of the water spilled out, and there's just a little bit that remains. But it is an interesting chiddush that lechora you need to lechachila you need to drink the entire thing. The Mishnah is going to say in Dafcha that sounds like she doesn't drink the whole thing, that as she's in the middle of drinking, her face already starts turning green and things start changing already. Okay, so anyway, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved as well. So now the Gemara turns to the Psukim where we are mashbia her, and there are two sets of Psukim where we're mashbia her. In Psukim Yutesen Chaf, it's Vishbia Osa HaKohen, and then in Psukim Chaf Al Chavbez, again, Vishbia HaKohen Esa Isha, Shvuas Ha'ala. So Amar Rav Zeram Rav, Shtei Shvuas Hamurus Besota Lama. Why is it that it says that we're Mashpia her? Why does it mention it twice in the Parsha of Sota? So it says, Achas Kodem Shnim Chaka Megillah, V'achas Ach Shnim Chaka. We're Mashpia her before we erase the Shem Hashem, and then again after we erase the Megillah Sota. So Maskevla Rava Travayu Kodem Shnim Chaka Megillah Ksivan. He says, yeah, but that doesn't track to how it appears in Chumash. Both times that it says Vishpia is before the Torah ever told us about Mechikas HaMegillah. So it doesn't make sense to say that one of them is after the Mechikas HaMegillah. Mitzvason points out that Rav would say, yeah, in Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. So you can't always be medayik from the order of things, but it tells us that there are two Shavuos, so it makes sense that one is going to be before a Davar Mesuyam, like the erasing of the Megillah, and the other will be after that, that item. But anyway, Rabbi Zeira, Rava challenges that it doesn't seem to track the way it appears in the Chumash. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says the two Shavuos are Achas Shavuos Sheyesh Ima Allah, it's a Shavuos that has a curse together with it, V'achas Shavuos She'ein Ima Allah, a Shavuos that does not have a curse that accompanies it. Now, some of the Achronim are medayik from the Rambam that the Kohen is not mashpia her twice. It's just that the Torah writes the Lashon of Shavua twice to tell me, because if it only would have written it once, I would say, okay, it's just a regular Shavua. By writing Shavua a second time, it tells me that we, you know, elevate the intensity of the Shavua. How do we elevate the intensity of the Shavua? That one Shavua that she does is Yeshima Allah. That's how the Rambam seems to understand. Anyway, Sayechi Dami Shavua Sheyeshima Allah. What exactly is the Nusach of a Shavua that has an Allah along with it? Sam Rav Amram, Amar Rav. Rav Amram says, Nim Rav, Mashpieni Alayich, Shalom Nitmeis, Sheim Nitmeis Yavau Bich, Aham Ayim Litzvos Betan, etc. Because if you're Nitmeis, then all these awful things are going to happen to you. So that's a Shavua that has a Klala as part of the Shavua. So Rava says, nah, that's not really a Shavua Sheyeshi Ma'Allah. That's Allah L'chuda Kaima. Shavua L'chuda Kaima. Before the Kohen is Mashbiya her, and then afterwards he's Mekalel her. Those are two separate things. They're two separate sentences. They're not really, it's not a Shavua that has an Allah built into it. Ella Amar Rava says, you want an example of Shavua Sheyeshi Ma'Allah? Here would be your Nusach. Mashbiyeni Alayich, She'im Nitmeis Yavau Bayich. So it's not Mashbiyeni Alayich She lo nitmeis, and then separately, and if nitmeis, this terrible thing is going to happen. Is Mashmeini alayich, that if nitmeis, this terrible thing is going to happen. That's a Shavua Sheyeshi Ma'Allah. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, I'm not satisfied with that nusuch either, because Allah ika Shavua leka. All it is a curse. There's no Shavua. The Kohen's not Mashbiya heard that she was not nitmeis. In that nusuch, he says Mashbiyeni alayich, and then just curses her. There's no that, you know, say swear that you're innocent. You know that's missing. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says you have to compromise between the two. Here's the nusach that works. Mashbiyeni alayich shelo nitmeis v'im nitmeis yavo bich. So that works as a shvua that has an Allah, because the shvua is chal on the isha and also on the Allah, right? On what she that lo nitmeis and v'im nitmeis that's an add. On to the Shavua. So okay, so that's how Rav Ashi understands. Now move on to the next Mishnah. So the Torah tells us that we're Mashbiya the woman, Va'amra Isha amen, amen. And the woman answers, a double amen. So says Mishnah, why? Why a double amen? Almahi omeres, amen, amen. Why is it when the Kohen is mashpia her, she has to say amen twice? It says Gemara, because it says the Mishnah rather, it means amen ala Allah. She's answering amen and confirming that she's accepting the curse. Amen ala Shavua, and she's being makabal to Shavua. Amen mi ishze, and she's saying that the amen should be true that she didn't cheat on her husband with this man that she had yichud with. And amen mi ishacher, and she also didn't cheat on her husband with anybody else either. So from this din and on, the Mishnah is just going to go through which bi'ilos are chal, the Allah and Shvur are chal on. L'chor is a little bit difficult because the Pasuk only says amen twice, so we just keep giving this list. Amen on this and that and that and that and that. So Tosfos raises that question in a couple of places. Masechta Yevamos, Tosfos raises that question. Masechta Kiddushin, Tosfos raises that question. And Tosfos writes that one amen goes on everything that's mentioned in the Pesukim, meaning the Shavua, the Allah, Mi'ishzeh, Mi'ishacher, that's all in the Pesukim. And the other amen goes on everything that's not in the Pesukim. So it's two categories that the amen is going on. So it does break down into two, and we're just spelling out all the items on the list within each category. And therefore, amen shelo satisi arusa, that I didn't do anything when I was an arusa. Now, in erusin, there's no kina, you can't be mashpia her on such as nos, but since you're mashpia her anyway, we're magalgal this shavua on her. Rashi writes, mikan legilgul shavua. This is the basis for the concept of gilgul shavua. We can only really make her take a shavua on something that there was kinyan and stira on, which has nothing to do with when she was in Arusa. But once we're making her take a shavua about that, so you can be megalgal another shavua on her for things that have nothing to, that we normally would not be authorized to make her to take a shavua on. The Rambam in Hilchos Sota Perek Daled writes that Gilgul shavua is a zuchus of the baal, that the husband gets to decide if he's going to make her swear about all those things. Meaning, certainly she's got to swear about the particular fellow that she was accused of being with. How much more when she was in Arusa, all that other stuff, that's up to the husband how much he wants to push her. That's what it sounds from the Rambam. The Torah in Siman Sadi Dalit writes that Bezin Megalgel, even without a Tviya of the Baal, even without the husband making such a claim, the Ritva Misach Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin says that when it comes to Sota, Bezin Megalgel Meatzman, because by Isurim Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelzeh, when it comes to Dini Mamunis, it's up to the Toveya how many Shavuos he wants to be Megalgel, because we use this as the basis for the concept of Gilgul Shavua and Dina Mamnus also, but it could be that over here it's up to the Beis Din, meaning Beis Din is going to automatically do all these Gilgul Shavuos, whereas when it comes to Dina Mamnus, it's up to the Toveya if he's interested in all these Gilgul Shavuos. So, Shlosh Satisi Arusa and Nesua, the Tosfos Yontif points out, L'chora, what do you mean Nesua? That is the actual Shavua, is that she didn't do it while she was in Nesua. So he says, but we mentioned Arusa first because in the Seder of Life, Arusin comes before Nisuin, even though in the Halacha, the real Halacha is about Nisua, and the secondary Halacha is about Arusa. Shomeres Yavam, and that I didn't do anything when I was Shomeres Yavam, and Kenusa, nor after I already did Yibam, I didn't cheat on my Yavam. Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Vim Nitmesi Yavobi, and she says she's Makabal the Shavua, she's saying I didn't do anything, and if I did, then I'm Makabal whatever the Mesota is supposed to impact me with. Rameir Omer Amen Shalom Nidmesi Amen Shalom Etameh, that she's saying Amen that I didn't become Tamei in the past and that I will not in the future, and then the Mayim should be Bodiker for anything she does in the future. Hakol Shavim, both the Tanakam and Rameir agree She'ein Masni Ima Lo Al Kodem Shittes Ares, that you can't be Mashpia her for any Tumah that she that happened before she had Erisin with this fellow, V'lo Al Achar Shittes Garesh, and nor for any Tumah that might happen after she divorces this husband. Nistera le'echad v'nitmes, if when she was divorced she had yichud with a guy and had and tumah with him, v'achar kach echzira, and then she remarried her original husband, lo yamas nima, that cannot be part of the tanai of what he's being mashpia her, who she was with when they were divorced. Zaklal kol shalti ba'il v'lo haisa asur lo, anytime she would have bia and she would not become asur through that bia, it would not asur her to her husband, husband, like a bia before erusin, or a bia after they're already divorced, lo hayim masna ima. That is not included in what he's able to be megalgal a shavua on her. He can only be megalgal a shavua that she didn't have a relationship that would make her usher to him. But if it's a relationship that would not make her usher to him, then that cannot be included. He just stam. You know, the husband's interested in knowing, you know, all of her previous escapades. So he wants to. He was always curious. He married a bala shuva, and he's always curious about her history. So he decided right now he's going to go through every boyfriend she ever. No, that's not within his rights to do. Only if it's something that could have made her usher to him. So now the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah. Wait a second. Amar Rav Nuna, shomeres yavam shezinsa. If a shomeres yavam is mezana while she's a shomeres yavam, meaning she's awaiting yibum, and then she sleeps with somebody else. Asura liyavama. It's just like a married woman being mezana makes her asur to her husband. This now makes her asur to the yavama. Mimai, where does Rav Hamnuna learn such a din? Midaktani, our Mishnah, that when the Baal is mashpia, the woman, that she didn't do the wrong thing, shomeres yavam ukenusa. The Mishnah says that he could be mashpia her about when she was a shomeres yavam. Iam bishlam asira mishumachim asabada. If that would be enough to make her usher to the yavam, so yeah, then it's within the rights to make her swear about that. Iam lo asira, but she doesn't become asura to the husband anyway through being mezana while she's a shomeres yavam, hechi masla bada. Then how can he make that part of the shvuah? Vatanan. The Mishnah went on to say, Zaklal! Kol she'ilu tiba'il v'lo te'asru lo hayam asnima. That he's not authorized to make her take a shavua on something that would not have asked her to him. So the very fact that the Mishnah includes Shomeres Yavam tells me that a Shomeres Yavam, that's Mizana, becomes a Asura to her husband. So the Gemara says no, Amar Rava Lesuch Sakrav Nuna. We don't pass that way. We pass that the Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa is Muteres to the Yavam. What do you do with that our Mishnah? We had a pretty strong raya from our Mishnah. Elahad Diktani Shomeres Yavam Uknusa, Hamani Rabbi Akivihi, Damarin. Our Mishnah assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, meaning Enochinami. Our Mishnah assumes that a Shomeres Yavam is Mizana, she's going to be Asura Labaila. You know why our Mishnah assumes like that? Because our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that even when you violate a Bia that's just a Losase, that's not a Kares or Mrs. Pezer, just a Lav, that's enough to generate Mamzerus. And it's Haba Atalia. If that's enough to generate Mamzerus, then that's enough to Asa her Labaila. The Rabbi Tosa Rush points out, all Rabbi Akiva ever said Beferush is that there's a mamzer mechayav elavim. That chayav elavim generates mamzerus, but it's haba hatalia that if it's going to generate mamzerus, then it's going to asar her labaila. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. The other time we're very upset with Rabbi Akiva that he's being marbed mamzerim the Israel, that he's making every love every time a kohen marries a grusha, which unfortunately happens. It's a violation of alosa say the Torah, but it happens. So every child from that is going to be a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass in that way. Child's going to be a chalol, but he's not going to be a mamzer from such a thing, and that's why we paskin that a shomeres yavam shezinsa, not like Rav Nuna, does not become asura to the yavam. So, and therefore, we would also paskin that he cannot be mashpia her about shomeres yavam. So, by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, mashpia yasad mal nisuna rishonim. Can a husband be mashpia his wife about a previous marriage, about a previous time they were married, that she was not mizan on him in their previous go around, meaning they were married and then they got divorced, then they got remarried to each other, and now he suspects her of something wrongdoing, and he's like, you know what, the first marriage probably didn't work out because you weren't behaving either, and he wants to be mashpia about that, or alisuayachiv, or he's the yavam and he's married to this woman now through yibum, and he wants to make her swear about the nisuayachiv mahu. So what's the din? Tashema zakla kolshu tibov lo tayasurlo lo yemasnima haasira hachinami demasa. Anytime a bia would make her usher to him, you can include that in the Shavua. So if the woman was mizana in the first marriage that they had with each other, or in the brother's marriage, she would be asura to him. So shmamina, that yeah, you could make, that could be included. Those Shavuos can be included. Rameiro, we learned in the Mishnah that Rameiro says, Amen shalom nitmesi, that the Sota includes in the Shavua that she was not nitma, and that she will not become tame. So the Gemara explains a lot of details details within Rav Meir, who holds that you could be mashpia her about the future, shelo etame. So Tanya, lo k'sham Rav Meir amein, shelo etame, she'im tetame mayim botkin asameyachshav. We're not saying, Rav Meir does not mean to say, that when she says, I swear that I will never cheat on my husband, that if she's going to cheat on her husband right now when she drinks the mesota, she's going to implode. Elo likisha tetame mayim marin osa botkin asameyachshav. It's just that the water will stay in her system, and if in 2 years from now she cheats on her husband, the water is going to bubble up and implode her at that point. But not that it's going to happen right now in advance. Tosafot Rashi writes, of course it's not going to happen right now in advance, because then she'll never be metame. Meaning, if she dies now, then, and it's about the future, then she's obviously never going to, you know, she's obviously never going to have a chance to cheat on him. So that's what's the havamina? So the havamina is that the water won't do anything to her right now. It won't even like make a little rosham on her right now until she's metame. Now obviously it's not going to kill her, because then she'll never be metame. The Paras Yosef says, I'm still not satisfied. It's like taking bechira away from people. Meaning, you know, a person has the right to choose in the future what they're going to do. We don't. A person nidon me'achshav, you know, kabash. Sharusham, not al shem sofo. So the achronim work on this. What the hava mina is that the mayim would be bodik me'achshav. By Ravashi. Ravashi asks, what about the following? Within Shitas Reb Meir, that she takes a shvua about the future. Ma'ashi asks Adam al nisuin ha'achronim. Can it be megalgal shvua on her that if they ever get divorced and then get remarried again, that she has to take a shvua now about that marriage as well? Hashemi lo asirale. Do we assume that the iser is not caused by the nisuin that they have in place right now? It's going to be the iser that would be caused by a kiddushin that they're going to have later on, and you can't make a tanai on that. Or do you say, yeah, but sometimes that happens, and therefore it's considered he's able to be mashbiah her. So Tashma, hakol shavin shaloa yamasnima lo al kodim shetzaris lo alach shetzkarish. Everyone agrees you cannot make her take a shvua about anything that she did before the erusin or after the gerushin. Nistara leechad v'nitmeis, if she had stira after they were divorced, and tuma v'achach yachzirana, and then they get remarried, lo hayamasta. He can't be masta on that bia. So the Gemara is medayik from Lashon the Mishnah. On a bia that happened while they were divorced, he cannot include that into the shvuah. But it sounds like any bia that happens while they are married, even if it's not in the current marriage, it's going to be in a future marriage that they will have with each other, that may be included. Shemamina. So it must be that a mayor who holds it, you're allowed to take a shvua about something in the future, would hold that works. Tanur Rabban, so the Braisa now darshan's apostle. Zos Torah Sakna'os, Melamit She'isha Shosu V'Shonu. We see from there that a woman could drink more than once. If she was vindicated the first time she drank, it doesn't mean that she's got a freebie for the rest of her life, right? Meaning if she engages in suspicious behavior again, and there's a kinoi and a stira again, so then Zos Torah Sakna'os, that this is for all Kna'os every time that he's Mekani here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos is a miut, that only this and no one else. She'in Isha Shosu V'Shonu. It tells me that she cannot have a repeat, that she'll never have to drink twice. Amr Bida Maisa, Tosas quotes Yerushalmi, that there was a Maisa of a woman, Shashansa Vishilsha, that had Mesota three times. Why is Tosas quoting such Yerushalmi? Because just to highlight, when the Gemara is raising this question of whether she could be Shosa Vishona, it's Lav Dafka two. It means more than one, and it could be any number of times. So Amr Rabbi the Maisa Vehei Lefanenu Nechunya Chofer Shichin, that one time Nechunya Chofer Shichin was made in front of us. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, there is a Mishnah Mesach Shkalim, in the fifth paragraph of Shkalim, that quotes Nechunya Chofer Shichin, and he was the one that was in charge of digging the waterways in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda was in the last generations of Tanayim. So this fellow must have lived a very, very long life, or it's somebody else. It's a different Nechunya Chofer Shichin. But anyway, v'kibalnu eidusa v'shnei anashim, we were mekabel as eidus that there were two men, the woman is Nesalmin or Neskarsha from the first baila that was Mashkar, and then she got remarried, and the second husband was also suspicious of her, avlo b'yashechad, that she could drink twice from two different husbands, but the same husband cannot be Mashkar two times. V'chamrom, eini isha shosu v'shona, bein b'yashechad, bein b'shnei anashim, that a woman is not chosen b'shona, whether it's one husband or two husbands. Tanakama nami yoksiv zos. What does Tanakama do with the word zos? Sounds like it's a miyut. Rabban basrei nami yoksiv toras. What did Rabban basrei do with the word toras? Some rava b'ish echad u'boel echad du kliyam l'pligidein ish shosav b'shona. If it's one ish and one boel, everyone says it does. You cannot do it twice. Tuksiv zos b'shnei anashim b'shnei boel du kliyam l'pligidein ish shosav b'shona. If it's two husbands and two boel, then for sure she could drink twice. Tuksiv toras ki pligi b'ish echad u'shnei boelin or b'shnei anashim boel echad. The whole machlokas is if it's one husband and two people she's accused with, or one person she's accused with, the two different husbands. Tanakamis over Torahs l'rabuyi kuli. Torahs includes everything, and then zos l'muta yishecha l'bo'al echad. Tells me that it doesn't work to exclude only a case of yishecha l'bo'al echad. For Rabban Basrei, savri zos l'muta kuli. Zos excludes everybody. Torahs l'rabuyi shnei nashim shnei bo'alin. And Torahs includes shnei nashim shnei bo'alin. Rabbi Yehuda, zos l'muta tarti. Torahs l'rabbles tarti. That zos is memai two of the examples, and Torahs is marbet two examples. The examples zos l'mutei tarti are ishach l'bo'al echad and ishach l'shnei bo'al. And whenever it's just one husband, cannot be mashka twice. Torahs is l'rabuyi tarti shnei anashim u'bo'al echad shnei anashim u'shnei bo'al. And Torahs tells me that she could drink twice as long as it's two different husbands, regardless of whether it's the same bo'al or two different bo'al. Maybe from tomorrow we will pick up with the third parak of Masechta Sotah.